written on the board, faithful men. In the sixth chapter of Matthew, and the ninth verse, Jesus taught us to address God the Father this way: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed means holy, completely, altogether right. Hallowed. And truly this morning we serve a holy, altogether right Father in heaven that demonstrates all goodness and faithfulness. And I'm reminded of when Moses was on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments in the 34th chapter of Exodus. And the scripture said, "And the Lord passed by and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth.'" Something similar to that. And because we serve a God like that this morning, because of Jesus Christ, because of God our Father in heaven, our lives have been immeasurably changed. We are a blessed people today. We're here this morning because of God the Father in heaven and His faithfulness and His goodness and His long-suffering and His mercy and His holiness to each one of us. And further, because of many of the faithful, natural, earthly fathers that are here this morning, that many of us have been blessed with, many lives have been influenced, positively changed, forever affected. And I'm one of those people that have been blessed beyond measure because of a godly father. Today is Father's Day, and I want to reiterate again from my heart, may God bless all of the faithful fathers, and by extension, all of the faithful godly men that are here this morning. May God bless you, each one. With our Father's faithfulness to us and the unspeakable influence of our godly natural fathers that we have had and that we do have, I'd like to encourage the fathers and the men here this morning with a message. In the 20th chapter of Proverbs and the 6th verse, Proverbs 20 and 6, the scripture says, "Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find?" As with a question mark. I want to read that again. It's a short verse. "Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find?" You know, it seems like people, at least outwardly, have a tendency to proclaim the positives. Doesn't mean that we always feel, you know, really secure, but most of the time in public places, most of the time, not always, but most of the time when you hear people talking, they're not dwelling on all of their faults and all of their failures and everything that they've done wrong and, you know, putting out all their dirty laundry for everybody to see. And most of the time, we feel pretty strongly, pretty good about our own opinions and about what we've done, and those are the things that we tend to focus on in at least public settings. But you know, I've found that more and more finding faithful, godly men, and even if you take the godly part out of it, it's becoming more and more difficult to find just dependable, faithful workers just out in the workplace. I've seen it change in just my lifetime. It's hard to find dependable workers that show up on time, follow accepted protocols, follow just basic norms of behavior, just treating people with just respect. It's becoming harder and harder to find. And yet I also find that in interview process, when you're looking for people, well, most of the time you don't interview people who say, well, I got to be honest with you, I'm not real dependable on getting to work on time. I just want you to know that up front. And I might be at work in body, but I'm not always working spirit, because my mind tends to wander. And I just don't always feel like working, you know, putting in a day's work, but you can count on me. I've interviewed a fair number of people, and I've never heard anybody say that. But I have found that once folks are hired, it seems like, just seems to me like, that people have a higher expectation of getting a consistent, dependable paycheck every 2 weeks. You take one of those away and you'll hear about it real quick. And it seems like folks, they have a higher expectation for that than they do an expectation of themselves putting forth dependable, strong, good effort day in and day out. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a lot of good workers out there, because there are. There's still a lot of good people that are out there. But, you know, we can do this with God too, if we're not careful. We can expect God to be dependable to us in fulfilling His promises. When we go to prayer, don't we usually believe that God is hearing us? Don't we have an expectation that, Lord, you said you'd be there, and we depend on Him to be there, to hear us. And we have an expectation that God's going to come through on His promises. But sometimes we can be light in our diligence in being faithful to the calling of being a godly man, a godly father, dependable, faithful, day in and day out. And it has serious and weighty spiritual consequences and implications. And I'm often sobered by the parable of the unjust judge in the 18th chapter of Luke. You've heard me talk about it before, and I have no doubt you'll hear me refer to it again. But it strikes my attention where the Lord is a God who He wants to do good things for His elect. I mean, He just got finished making the point that an unjust judge was willing to do good because of somebody that just kept coming over and over. And the scripture was, how much more will our Father in heaven give good gifts to those that love Him, that seek Him, His very elect? The Lord, He looks down and those that are dependable and want to serve Him and are faithful. And it said, cry unto Him day and night. How much more does He want to do something for them? And yet, at the end of that parable, it said, but will I find faith when I return? Why would He say that? What did the Lord see that would cause Him to pose a startling question like that? Perhaps all the distractions, all of the many distractions that we have before us today, men. All of the things that attract us. There's things that distract us. There's things that attract us. And I believe the Lord looked out and He saw that as time went on, that more and more and more things would be out there to cause us to pay attention to things and give things prioritize too highly things that are temporal, that are going to pass away, that don't have eternal value, while at the same time neglecting those things that are so very important for His men to live and to observe and to be an example of. And He looked out and He said, I'm willing to be God of gods, the Father to all, yet will I find faith when I return? I want to be one of the faithful. Y'all, I want to be one of the faithful men when the Lord returns. There's not enough faithful men. I don't know, maybe it's me, but it seems like sometimes that there's more spiritual sisters sometimes among us than men being men. Strong, spiritual men that people can count on. That our young men can look to as an example to be a man in the midst of a world that is putting in front of us many things that would cause us to turn away and neglect the responsibilities that God the Father has given to us to observe. And so if I may this morning, I'd like to challenge us, me too, challenge me too, with five things. And every one of these items deserve their own extended lesson. So this morning, I'm not going to dwell long on each of the five items, but I want to perhaps, Lord willing, set the table for another time. But five things on Father's Day that I would like to encourage the fathers with that have children at home. Critical time of life. That I'd like to challenge Christian men with. And if you're a young man here today, looks like life is out ahead of you, I'd like to challenge you too and help set a foundation that if you'll follow it, will pay very large dividends. The first item, men, we're called to be spiritual leaders. God is calling us to be spiritual leaders. Are you a spiritual leader this morning? I know we're all different. I know God makes us different. But every one of us can be a spiritual leader of our home. Men, your children need to hear you pray. Your children need to hear you pray to God in heaven. Men, God is looking to us to be the head of our household and to be a spiritual strength in our home. That when the winds come and the waves come and trouble comes, that we can be looked to as a spiritual strength that turns to our Father consistently and constantly, that can be an anchor for our children and for our spouse. As you have opportunity, men, make it a priority to take your family to church service. It's important to be in service. We draw encouragement from each other. And many times the man of the house has such an influence as to whether or not the family shows up and is able to have a positive influence on their lives. There's a lot of other influences out there. May God help us take advantage of the opportunities that we have to be in a positive, godly influence. And men, we have a responsibility that God has given to us to be a spiritual leader. And I think that often children's perception of God, when children are young and they see their father, and many times their perception of God can be framed and based upon how they see their dad. And those views can and perceptions can last a long time. Children grow up into adults, and children's views can grow up into mature adult views, but those early influences of how they see their father can affect how children see God in heaven. We have a real responsibility, men, to be spiritual leaders of our homes, that our children may see attributes of the Father born out in our lives. Number two, men, God is calling us to be faithful to our wives and to our children. Faithful to our wives as our soulmates. The enemy is at war with men in today's world. The enemy is putting things in front of men to battle that men didn't even ask to battle. Didn't even ask for that fight. And today, things are being put in front of our eyes without even being asked that we don't need to be looking at. Men there are so many things that we can think about and listen to and look at, and it's all so readily available. God is calling us to be faithful men to our wives. Our wives are representative of the bride of Christ, the church. Jesus Christ wants His bride to be faithful to Him. Jesus Christ is looking for the church of God to have one husband, one Father, one God, one head. Men, God wants us to be faithful to our bride. God is looking for us to be faithful to our children. To be faithful teachers to our children. Teachers in how we act. Teachers in what we say. Always a teacher. at home. You know, sometimes children are like, oh, Dad, I've heard that before. I can finish the sentence before you ever get done. That's a sign of a faithful father. That's good. You can finish the sentence before he ever gets done. That means you heard it before. I grew up in a home, we had family worship every night. My dad was faithful. Family worship every night with us children growing up. Grade school all the way through high school. When we went home, it was family worship. But you know what? Family worship was, yes, it was reading out of the Word of God. But it was also a time for our family to be together. It was a time for us to enjoy each other, to get to hear about how things went in the course of the day, and it gave my dad opportunity to then teach us about how to handle real life situations. I mean, when you're 10 years old, the Bible is valuable, but there's a lot of things a 10-year-old isn't going to pick up reading the Scriptures. But a dad that has read the Bible, a dad that's a mature man that has given himself to understanding the Word of God, is then has a responsibility to teach his 10-year-old what it looks like in real life. And 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 and all the way through to where when we get out of the house, we've been given a foundation, line upon line, precept upon precept, truth that has been reiterated over and over and over so that it just becomes who we are. It's part of our fabric because we grew up listening and being taught consistently. And then we have something to offer our children. You see, it has this effect that rolls on generation to generation. You've given an example of how then they can do with their children. Men, I know it seems like there's always another day. You work, you come home, you're tired, you're ready to just have some quiet time. Don't neglect our God-given responsibility to be a faithful teacher. Be faithful to correct your children. Inconsistent correction doesn't work. Have you ever seen children in the store that just throw a tantrum like you've never seen, and then the parent comes alive on them like you've never seen, and then you're worried about the child. First you were ready to correct the child, and then by the time the parent got done, you're afraid for the child. And then you think, why would the child do that? If the parent is going to do that to the child, it's because they're not consistent. It's because they let them get away with all manner of things at home, and then they expect something different when they go to the store, and then the child's confused. And let's be consistent, faithful teachers to our child, to our children. And let's love them. Love them. Love your children, fathers. Don't just love them. Don't just say, I love them in my heart. Show them love. Put your arms around them. Let them feel your love. Let them hear your love. Tell them, I love you. I love you. And let them feel your love. Consistency is key. Men, we have a responsibility to be faithful to our wives. Every day, faithful to our children. Number three, providers. Folks, God is calling Christian men and fathers to be providers. He wants us to be faithful, to get up in the morning and be productive. If we're of good health and we have the wherewithal to do it, there's always exceptions, of course. But if we have health and we're able, God is looking to us to be a provider for our family, to let little things of life cause us to back off from being a provider, that God is calling on us to be. Our family is depending on us. Your families are depending on you men, fathers, to provide. They're trusting. They're trusting us. Trusting you to be a provider for them, to be strong in the face of adversity, to show character, moral strength. It's not always easy. I'm witness to that. I know that. I've been there. You just feel like sometimes you feel like I just want to lay back. I don't even feel like going in. Push through. Get up. Go in. Get out of bed. Be productive. Show your son how to be a man. Be a provider. And I want to slip this in there. Men, be safe while you're at it. You know, it's not manly to do foolish, unsafe things. Well, I'm a man. I can take care of that electrical outlet. I don't need to throw the breaker. Watch this, son. You got to be careful, but I don't need... Or you got one foot on the top of a 30-foot ladder and the other foot on top of your house and both hands are full. That's foolish. That's not manly. That's foolish. Grinding all manner of metal and your eyes aren't covered up. I say this because I've seen and know of people that come to work one day whole. And they go home not whole. And their whole lives are affected. And their families are affected. God has given us a temple to be good stewards over. And I can't provide for my family if I've destroyed my temple. If I can't walk anymore because of an avoidable behavior. I own some of that. It's not all about me. My family is depending on me to be able to be a provider. Let's take care of our temple. Let's be safe. Let's be thoughtful in how we go about the responsibilities that we have in life. Number four, folks, be ready to give. Men, be ready to give. And this morning I'm not talking about financially so much. Yes, we need to be ready to open our wallets and give. Let your children see you have compassion for the man on the street that's without. It has a large impact on a child to see their dad have compassion and open his wallet up in a wise manner. I'm not saying that you'd be unwise and do things that are foolish, but have a heart of compassion and be willing to give and let your family notice how you look out to observe where needs are so that you can then help go give and supply somebody that's in need and you have it to give. But I'm also thinking this morning, be willing to give of your time to your family. Men, give a listening ear to your wife. Didn't I say this was towards me too? I'm preaching to me too. Give time when you would rather just sit back and rest. I know we feel tired sometimes. I get it. I've been there. I am there. But we're always going to be tired. I mean, that's going to last our whole lifetime, being tired. That's a friend we have that we get to stick close to our whole life is experiencing being tired. But you're not going to have your children in your home your whole life. So we've got to push through some of that. Be willing to give time to your children. A man I worked with one time, he's been married a lot of years and been married 40 years, and someone said, "What's your secret? What's your secret for being married 40 years like that?" And he said, "I'll tell you what the secret is." He says, "I go to work every day and I put in a hard day's work and I'm tired and I provide for my family." And he said, "When I come home at night, I sit my wife down and I give her one good, strong listening to." That's right. No matter what your day is like, listen. Be willing to listen. Be willing to lend your ear. Be ready to give. And lastly, there's a lot of things we could focus on, but these are the five I was burdened with. Men, God is looking for us to be strong, yet humble. Strong, yet humble. Be willing to say three of the most difficult words in the English language. I was wrong. Some people can't hardly say it. Some men can't hardly bring themselves to say, you were right. I was wrong. And I'm sorry. I am sorry. It is a strong man that is able to say, I'm sorry. I heard it said, some man said one time, he said, I'd rather be strong and wrong than meek and weak. That ain't a man. That's a weak man and a wrong man. Drags a lot of casualties with him. Hurts a lot of people with that kind of attitude. Family doesn't admire that. Family doesn't look up to you. You can't ever acknowledge that you're wrong. Can't ever say that I'm sorry. They know. Most of the time your family knows when you were wrong. You might as well acknowledge it too. They know. Most of the time. And they know when you ought to be sorry. Because they're sorry that sometimes you did whatever it was you did. Men, let's be strong men. Let's be leaders of the home. Let's show them what strength looks like. But let's be humble. That is a sign of strength. It's a whole lot easier to not say I'm sorry. It's a whole lot easier to just plow through life and I'm going to be a man and I'll show you who's boss. Yeah, you will. You'll show them something. But it isn't going to be a positive thing. You're going to hurt a lot of people along the way, and there's going to be consequences because of it. Let's be strong, yet let's be humble. Well, this is a challenging list for me this morning. It's a challenging list for me that we are spiritual leaders, that we're faithful to our wives and our children. We're providers. Be ready to give. Be strong, yet men, let's be humble. Let's demonstrate the grace of God working through our lives. The verse said, a faithful man is hard to find. It's a full-time calling that requires full-time diligence. Let's purpose to be faithful men this morning. Let's be faithful to our Father in heaven, which has given us responsibilities that others are depending on. Let's be faithful to our spouses. Let's be faithful to our children. And let's be faithful to a world around us that needs to be able to watch in action faithful, godly men and fathers. And I just want to say this morning, I'm so thankful to be able to be here this morning with you all, and as I look over this congregation and I see all of the wonderful, godly men, I am blessed to be able to worship with, to know, to be friends with, to draw strength from such a wonderful group, assembly of godly men. Let's purpose to fight on. Regardless what comes our way, let's be faithful men. Happy Father's Day to each of you fathers. May God bless each one of you is my prayer. Amen.